Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Being a truck driver, I don't always eat right, and it kind of balances out my natural body mechanisms and gives me a lot of energy. And I just recently went to the doctor to do a bunch of tests, and what was amazing, just like other people have said in your advertisements, is the first question was, what are you doing? I've never seen such good blood work. You are perfect. And so I told her this Balance of Nature. And I said, you really need to look it up because it works. So my checkup was excellent. So I'm just thrilled. I am really happy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
War. At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
To the precedent of the 1876 election, the Hayes-Tilden election, where this Congress appointed an electoral commission to examine claims of voter fraud, five House members, five senators, five Supreme Court justices, examined the evidence and rendered a judgment. And what I would urge of this body is that we do the same, that we appoint an electoral commission to conduct a 10-day emergency audit, consider the evidence, and resolve the claims. For those on the Democratic aisle who say there is no evidence, they've been rejected, then you should rest in comfort. If that's the case, an electoral commission would reject. But for those who respect the voters, simply telling the voters, go jump in a lake, the fact that you have deep concerns is of no moment to us. That jeopardizes, I believe, the legitimacy of this and subsequent elections. The Constitution gives to Congress the responsibility this day to count the votes. The framers knew what they were doing when they gave responsibilities to Congress. We have a responsibility, and I would urge that we follow the precedent of 1877. The Electoral Count Act explicitly allows objections such as this one for votes that were not regularly given. And let me be clear, this objection is for the state of Arizona, but it is broader than that. It is an objection for all six of the contested states to have a credible, objective, impartial body hear the evidence and make a conclusive determination.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. What a day. What a day. I'm waiting for Chrisanne Hall, so let me just give you just a couple of observations. I'm proud of Arizona. I'm proud of their representative to come out and say, yes, I object, 60 of my colleagues and Senator Cruz's signature, and here we are. And that led to the, led up to the senators, McConnell, his comments. All right, Chrisanne Hall joins me. Hi, Chrisanne Hall, how are you?
Hey.
Wow.
Sucked into the drama, man.
Oh my gosh. Okay. There's so much I want to say because there's so much political theater going on. And I think had agent provocateurs that were dressed up as Trump to conduct violence, and that's to run out the clock. Tell me where we stand right now in your view.
You know, it's very interesting because we were warned from the beginning that Antifa was going to dress up like Trump supporters to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I think what might be best, the way to look at it now is what does the enemy gain by mm-hmm. the violence that has happened? And
yes.
I think that's probably the most productive way to look at this.
Yes.
Okay? And it's really a lot more far-reaching, or could be more far-reaching, if things don't settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like what?
But, well, first, what you have now is, I think what people are missing is that the enemy gains that the objections don't ever get to be heard.
Right.
The objections don't get their light of day.
Yeah, because
and the people don't get to hear what was really, really mm-hmm. happening. And what's interesting is that Paul Gosar was the one that was speaking when everything got shut down in the House. And he was giving the most brilliant argument, the best argument I've heard in months,
mm-hmm.
about these objections and what you do about it. And so we have options that are beyond and more reasonable than, you know, you just cancel the votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is you cancel the votes and you eliminate people's opportunities, you know, you mm-hmm. disenfranchise the people. And Gosar said, no, you don't disenfranchise the people. You send the certificates back to the states based on the objections, and you tell them, send us back the certificates when you have had a forensic audit of your votes.
Right.
Because that's what the real thing is. It's not about stealing an election. It's not about making Trump president. And it's mm-hmm. not about fighting where, you know, the state split blue. Mm-hmm. It's about correcting the voter fraud.
Right.
And that should be foremost on everybody's mind. You know, I was so outraged listening to Mitch McConnell.
Ugh,
you know,
me too.
He gave the same rhetoric that the Supreme Court did. Oh, there wasn't enough fraud for mm-hmm. us to do something about that. And so my question is, what exactly is enough fraud? How much fraud mm-hmm. do we need?
Yep.
And then I sent this out on my social media. It says, how much fraud do we need? Because we need to know the amount of fraud necessary to qualify as a criminal activity. Because then once you've decided the amount of fraud that's necessary to actually overturn an election, mm-hmm. to actually create a criminal activity, then we need to amend the criminal statute so that every crime that involves fraud,
mm-hmm.
now you get like a handicap on the golf field, right?
Right.
So, oh, well, your fraud didn't rise to this level, so we're not going to find you guilty of this fraud. Because
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what they're saying. He
yep.
says there's not enough fraud. Okay, you know what? How much fraud is okay for an election? How much fraud is not okay for an election?
Exactly.
And these are the kind of things that will never be heard. The other thing, I think, that's pretty amazing that we're not going to hear
mm-hmm.
is what exactly would have come. How many votes? Who would have voted? Do you realize this disruption of the objections in the very first state?
Mm-hmm.
Shields so many senators, so many House members that are up for election in 2 years from what they would have voted.
Yep. Yep.
Because there was, I think it was Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
It was Cruz who said in his speech, you can't deny that there are at least nearly 50% of the American voting population that think that fraud took place.
Yep.
Well, nearly 50% of the voting population is enough to make an incumbent, a long-standing incumbent, lose.
Oh, 100%. And the twisting of the words, trying to serve up fraud as good for us, the Republic, America, red, white, and blue, and let's keep the peace and don't say a word. That was amazing from
yeah.
McConnell.
Yeah. Ooh. So, hey, look, I'm for keeping peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. The violence here is not the answer, because the violence is the enemy's
mm-hmm.
victory.
Right.
Okay? Because number one, none of us actually believe that these were Trump supporters that
nope.
started this.
Nope.
I don't think you'll find anybody that knows anything about yeah. a real Trump supporter that mm-hmm. thinks Trump supporters did this.
No, absolutely okay? not. Absolutely not. No. And so
they were provocateurs. They were frauds. They
right.
were fakes. They were
so
this,
what
right?
about the clock, and what about Pence? Pence's role, and what about the clock that's being run out right now? What are the procedures that have to happen to get them back in there? And are they running out the clock? It's kind of threatening that, hey, if you guys try to bring up objections, we might go to more violence. You know what I mean? That kind of threat.
Yeah, the whole clock thing seems to be a little bit of an illusion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, we have to have, by law, the January 6th, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is true. But we've never been to a point or had a situation where we couldn't do January
right.
6th. So there's no answer to that question.
Okay.
Constitutionally speaking,
mm-hmm.
the only
mm-hmm.
thing that has to happen is we have to have a president by January 20th.
Right.
That's the constitutional date. So they'll run out. The clock thing seems to me to be like a red herring.
Okay.
Because there's so much other things going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're protecting people from having to expose their votes. You're actually protecting the lies, mm-hmm, by not being exposed, juxtaposition the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the violence itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brings about the very victory that the enemies have been looking for. And you think about this, people have wanted to over, these people who are the provocateurs have been wanting to overthrow America violently for decades. You know,
oh,
you think,
yeah,
about the,
mm-hmm,
Weather Underground, mm-hmm, and Bel Airs and all these people, you know, they're the ones that are doing this. These are the same people, the same movement that are doing this. And they, mm-hmm, they get the victory from the violence, because,
yep,
what happens in the violence?
Yep.
What happens in the violence is now you have the excuse,
mm-hmm,
of a totalitarian government.
Right.
You have the people crying for UN intervention. You have people demanding martial law and the suspension of the Constitution. These are the victories of the enemy. These are not the victories of Trump supporters. These are not the victory for Americans. These,
mm-hmm,
are the victories for the enemy. Who benefits more? Okay, let me ask it this way. Does China benefit more through violence in D.C. or people peacefully controlling their state and local government? Who,
yeah,
which way does China benefit more?
It's so true. It's so true. And so when they go back, do they go back with, hey, we're not going to put cameras, we're not going to say who's, because now they're under,
yeah,
threat. So now we have to protect,
right,
these senators and these congressmen, right? That,
right,
kind of ruse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, actually, and you know what's really, really scary, Kate?
What's that?
For several years, I did a government class for high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
We created a mock government, and our Constitution were the five liberties of the First Amendment. So Article 1 was freedom of religion, Article 2 was freedom of speech, that sort of thing. And we allowed them to elect people in government,
mm-hmm,
and then when we had them in government, I gave them a crisis situation,
mm-hmm,
and the parents were not allowed to participate, but they were always there watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked them, I maneuvered them, I manipulated them through a crisis situation where they voluntarily chose to not only suspend the rights of the people, but to actively, forcefully deny them as a result of the crisis.
Whoa.
And I watched parents cry as they watch their children surrender their rights.
Wow, I just got chills. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. I don't know what to say to that. You know...
But it's human nature, Kate.
Yeah,
that's why,
yeah,
that's why I was able to create those scenarios, because,
mm-hmm,
it's just human nature. That's who we are.
Right,
and
right.
So we've got to stop reacting emotionally and start thinking strategically.
Yep.
And the first thing is to ask questions. Who benefits from this?
Yes.
Not the American people. The enemy benefits from this.
Yes. And then, you know, as far as Pence is concerned, I know there's a lot of articles about Pence's role. Did you want to comment on that?
He has no role.
Mm-hmm.
He's a parliamentarian. He conducts. He is like the conductor of the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any role constitutionally to deny votes. I know Trump has been saying that over and over again. There is no basis for that in the Constitution. There is no basis for that even in the law.
We're going to come. We're going to come right back.
Yeah.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hi, guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, there is now a breakthrough.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free. Do you hear the people sing? Sing the song of angry men. It is the music all the people who will not be saved again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to summon tomorrow.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I've got got constitutional expert and attorney Chrisann Hall on to discuss so far today's event. It goes alphabetically, and we only got to Arizona. And, of course, man, we get a little false flag, don't we, of violence, of people being dressed up like Trump supporters who are actually Antifa, who are causing violence. Of course, they do it inside the building so nobody can see. And then it turns into, oh, we have to halt the presses. And I was just telling Chrisann, I went to governmenttrack.us US to look at one of our congressmen's and one of our senators' voting records today. And it said, I'm not joking, they took down all the roll call for the senators and the congressmen. And it said, out of respect for the safety of legislators, staff, and journalists, the Capitol during the terrorist attack. They called it a terrorist attack. We are pausing our operations and we have them in our thoughts. I'm sick. I don't even know what to say to this kind of stuff. And this is, it's the congressmen are kneeling. I mean, they're hidden behind the desks. Their safety, our prayers are going out to them. And I'm thinking they orchestrated this attack to absolutely halt the presses and the processes of which we're supposed to be engaged in today with objections. And Chrisann Hall, he is here to talk about this. Chrisann?
You know, it's just, we expected this, but at the same time, it's
mind blowing.
Still,
it's mind blowing. When I see stuff like this lending to this, I just am sick over it. And you were making a comment, you know, off the air that these particular people that were involved in these things are more dressed up in Trump drag, very odd.
They're trying to Trump players don't. People don't try to prove a point. They are the point.
Yeah, so they don't look like...
It's just so obvious these people are not Trump supporters just because of they're trying too hard.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And people need to understand that this may pause the procedure, but it doesn't end the procedure. And like we were talking about before the break, Vice President Pence plays a parliamentary role. So even though Donald Trump kept tweeting out that Pence should do this and Pence should do that, that was not the role of Pence. And he doesn't have authority. But it was the role of the senators and the representatives to make the objections. If C-SPAN ever gets running the way it's supposed to, you need to go back and watch Paul Gosar's argument before everything got shut down.
Okay.
Because it was just amazing. Kate, if there's one thing that I can say before I have to run...
Mm-hmm.
This is not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. is not the beginning and the end of our power.
Mm-hmm.
And we must realize that that we still have to fight, but our biggest fight is state and local.
Yep.
You know, regardless of what happens today, what happens this week in Washington, D.C., we need to be active with our state and local governments and get them under control constitutionally. Because if the U.N. comes in, we're going to need constitutionally minded governors and sheriffs in our state.
I agree. Sometimes we overlook the present.
If Biden gets to be president, we're going to need constitutionally minded governors and sheriffs.
Yeah. Sometimes we overlook the wrapped present and only focus on the bow, but the box is much bigger.
Right.
And so we have to focus on that. And in the beginning, though, when Mike Pence rolled off of his tongue that, half of you are in the gallery and you might not be able to object and that's okay, maybe those are the moments where he could have maybe had some input or something, because I could not believe that he went to Nancy Pelosi for what she was going to feed him as far as, half of you are in the gallery, too bad you can't object.
No, and you're right. That was absolutely one point where he had an obligation to stand for parliamentary procedure, which would mean we don't have a quorum if we don't have the people here. And we have, the Constitution demands that everyone have equal representation, and the Constitution demands that there is no legislation without representation. And by shunning people, kicking them out because of some COVID scare, you are denying, all this fight is supposed to be about disenfranchising people.
Mm-hmm.
How much more of a disenfranchisement of the people is it to kick their legislator out of the session?
And put them in the gallery, and then say that the equivalent of them trying to object from the gallery is the equivalent of debate, and debate isn't allowed. I was floored when he actually said that was okay. I couldn't believe it.
Well, they tried to do that. I was happy to see that some senators refused to leave.
Yeah, that was nice. It's just not enough. And sometimes
everyone should have, all the Republicans should have refused to leave.
And then one more comment from you. But I wanted to get your comment on this. What did you think about the 10-day thing? Because I think that's a distraction. But the 10-day, let's look at this. I don't know what your thoughts were on that, because it puts us dangerously close to January 20th, too.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to have somebody formally suspend the vote for 10 days, you have to have a law that changes that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't just arbitrarily do that. The right. date of January 6th is set by law. To change that, it must be changed by law.
I don't know,
now,
though. Do you
that
wonder?
We may not have a vote count by the end of today mm-hmm. is not because somebody tried to postpone it, but
right.
because we have these saboteurs.
Yes, and the false flag going on, because I just wondered how you felt about that. Okay,
yeah.
Because I'm not quite sure what happens next. I mean,
I don't think anybody does, but I will tell you, like I said before, the decisions that we make mm-hmm. over the next few days will impact future generations. So we right. do have to try to make the right decisions. And
yeah.
in those decisions, we have to ask ourselves, who benefits by our choices? If we choose violence, then China and the United Nations benefits. If we
mm-hmm.
choose to dilute our strengths and keep our battles in Washington, D.C., then mm-hmm. the U.N. and China wins.
Right.
The reality is the most effective, the most strategic, the most the smartest fight is to come home and get control of your state and local government.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Hands down.
If everybody who supported the Constitution, everybody who actually supported Trump left D.C. today, then the only people would remain are the Antifa provocateurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No better way to expose them than by to leave them standing, you know, with their fingers in the cookie jar all by themselves.
Yep. Amen. Thank you, Chris Ann Hall. Catch the Chris Ann Hall Show and more comments about this from Chris Ann Hall. Go to chrisannhall.com with a K, chrisannhall.com. Thank you. Keep up the fight. Thanks. I'm with you. I also have Melissa on with us, too. Thanks, Melissa, for standing by. I really appreciate it. Man, watching all of this. Have you been watching this morning? Have you? Whoops.
Oh, yeah.
My music is playing. Sorry about that. Let me turn that off. I mean, it's actually apropos, isn't it? Do you hear the people singing a song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. You know, that music right there says a lot, and it doesn't say anything about the false flag that's going on in the name of Trump supporters that is going on and trying to be the big ruse today and the excuse and the scapegoat for delaying what was supposed to happen today in front of the world. But when I'm watching all of this, people showed up in mass to say, with their flags, just to stand there, just their presence, and say, we won't go along with this. And it was peaceful, right? It has been peaceful, and it didn't change. We have agent provocateurs dressed up in Trump drag head to toe that look actually out of place today, that didn't quite get the memo that they don't have to overact. And those are the ones, I think, that, because it was reported before, that they were planning on attending. But I'm just floored by today. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at my own protest here in my own hometown.
Ooh,
so,
how'd that go? Tell us about it.
Yeah, and it was perfectly peaceful. It was perfectly reasonable. We didn't have anyone dressed in drag. We had a couple police officers that mm-hmm. kept an eye on things
mm-hmm.
that we were right outside our local courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go? There you go.
BLM protesters decided mm-hmm. to take up. A couple of BLM protesters mm-hmm. were on a corner on the opposite side of the street from us with a megaphone.
Jeez.
But, you know, there were 150 of us and two of them.
Mm.
So
that's usually about the numbers of America right now. That's usually about how it swings. And people don't want to realize that because they're not seeing the photos in the press and they're not seeing the acknowledgement in the press, because they never will. But that's basically what that representation on those two corners was today for you. That's basically America right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, being from Indiana, and we know Mike Pence,
mm-hmm.
and no one here is surprised. And I would recommend that Mike Pence look at a different place to live when he's done.
Ooh. Yeah, I heard he's
people are
be
not
traveling.
Happy with him here
mm-hmm.
because not what people and I remember when Pence selected him, I thought it was an odd choice then. I have not been strong Pence supporter for a long time mm-hmm. because of what he did here in Indiana.
Yeah, with religious freedom.
He wants
right?
to check out the story. Go look up RFRA, the RFRA mm-hmm. bill in Indiana. And he was going to be ever so bold. It was a religious freedom act. And it was going to be so, he was going to be so bold until the LGBT organized against him. And there was a big media splash and he mm-hmm. completely folded up.
Yeah. Yeah. He
does not do well in mm-hmm. the spotlight.
Right. Yep, he's a total wuss. He had to be told what to say at every turn today. He's a total wuss. I have to say he does not have the authority that we think he has in some of these areas of what would be happening today if it were going on today. And so we do need to say that because I don't think a lot of people realize that role does not place him as the sole objector. He's supposed to take that back to the states, and he's supposed to say, okay, state, work that out, because there's dueling slates of electors for seven states. Five of them have Republican legislators. But when the governor signs a slate of electors and the legislator signs a different state of electors, then which one wins is kind of the question mark, right? And so he's supposed to return that back to the states. But I was surprised when he went along with the fact that half of the representation would be in the gallery and it was okay that they couldn't object. There's something, they started off that way and I went, wow. He didn't even flinch.
I believe some of that came from Nancy mm-hmm. Pelosi, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it did. She fed him the answer and he gave it twice.
And she was very concerned about COVID. That's why she wanted him up there. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, she flew someone in that had an active case of COVID to help vote for her for Speaker of the House. That sat on the floor for that vote.
Yeah, yeah. It's never about
COVID. So she's not that worried about COVID.
Yeah. I'm watching them all stand in masks and thinking they're talking about the preserving of the Republic and they're all going along with this charade. And I'm thinking, am I in Crazyville? You're not in Crazyville, people. I swear. You get it out there. Where are you?
I really think has them a little anxious mm-hmm. in Congress. These things have been going on for a long time. And those of us that have been paying attention to it know that.
Right.
But I think what bothers them right now is that they now know that we know. A lot of people know.
Yeah.
This election woke a lot of people up.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that the people know. Mm-hmm. And we're asking questions that we're not supposed to ask questions. What we're supposed to do is we're supposed to sit down.
Right.
Do what we're told to do.
Yeah.
Pay our taxes.
Yep.
And fund their schemes.
Yep.
And do what they want us to do. And now people are like, no, maybe we shouldn't be doing
that.
And
it's not over yet, you guys. They just got to Arizona. It's not over. And I kept reminding myself that when I went on the show today. It's not over by a long shot. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Sick of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. That is something you can control today, is Balance of Nature can give you the nutrients that you need, because I know you're probably lacking, because if you're counting on the food supply, our atrocious food supply to help you, it is not going to. You have to have a supplement. So if you're going to take one, I would take Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, 31 fruits and vegetables a day, six capsules, easy to take, small, easy to take. And then you know you're getting the nutrients. You're going to feel differently. Give it about a week to 2 weeks. You'll feel differently. Everything will feel differently. And you'll have the energy you need to get through whatever we need to get through. This is the product. Balanceofnature.com. Go put my name, K-A-T-E, but you got to put my name, K-A-T-E, as the code, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. I just wanted to mention, the reason I was saying that the attacks happened inside the building was because they can keep those away from random cell phones. So I think that this false flag that they're perpetuating today to stop the proceedings, and I think probably change the proceedings, because I think the next step then would be to conceal for safety reasons the identity of anyone objecting or saying anything, if not cutting the whole thing off. Who knows? I mean, they can't really do that because of the Constitution. But you know what? They just perpetuated the biggest fraud in America, so I don't put anything past them. They're using this ruse, this agent provocateur moment that they have dressed up people of Antifa in Trump clothing to make it look like Trump supporters and to make it look like they're all scared and Trump supporters are going after everybody, which isn't true. And this false flag then is turning into the excuse and scapegoat as to why we're not right now in this session of counting the Electoral College votes and objecting to them. I have Melissa on with me. You know what? We should probably take a few callers, Melissa. Here you go. Here's our first caller. Go right ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just wanted to share something with you, kind of
sure.
Funny, see if you feel the same way. This whole situation, the election and everything, it reminds me of The Lion King, Disney, like 20-plus years ago, when Scar the Bad Lion killed his brother, and then he used the jackals and the hyenas.
Yeah.
And then he got up on his rock and said it's the dawn of a new era, and all the hyenas were marching in step. And I thought that's all fitting with Camilla and her hideous laughter.
Pretty much.
I'm just wondering if we're going to have a little Simba to save us someday, or if this is it.
I don't know. Thank you for that. You know, it's not over, though, yet. I have to keep reminding myself, this is not over. This is not over by a long shot yet. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it may not be over, but the reality is that the deep state won this, and all these Democrats and liberal progressives and Antifa and all these people who think that they're going to get changed today, I got a rude awakening for you. Why would the stock market reach an all-time high in the same day all this is happening? Because that's who won. Corporate America won today.
Yep, you're right.
You little guys who think you're going to get something are going to get peanuts compared to the billions and trillions of dollars of bailouts that they're going to get.
Yeah.
That's why their stocks all went up.
Yeah, you're right. And it is. It's at an all-time high.
And that's the truth, guys.
Yep. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Melissa?
Yeah. I think we need to change something in our vocabulary, because I think it does. Does well.
Okay.
For years, I've done it. Everybody's done it. Everybody does this. That we say, oh, the Democrats did this. And I'm no longer going to say that. Ulysses S. Grant, I think the quote is, said, at this point, there are only two parties, traitors and everyone else.
Jeez.
And whether it's Mitch McConnell, Mitch McConnell's not a Democrat that did this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is time to unpack that thinking seriously. We've got to quit blaming Democrats,
yep. I agree.
And start owning the part of this that belongs to us.
And the very quiet Republicans that are letting them loot the store. They opened the door, they're standing by, they're smiling, and then they're coming out and telling you we did everything we could, and they're just standing there. By the way, pictures of the same PhillyAntifa.org guy dressed up as a Trump supporter, standing in the Capitol. All these pictures are starting to surface, which tell us a lot about the fact that we're right about the false flag. And this was Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters. And I'm talking over the top, red, white, and blue faces, the hats, the wigs. I mean, you name it. It's pretty disgusting. And you're right about
the
fact
that's
that... Go ahead.
That's just not how Trump supporters are.
No, no.
Anybody who's been around that crowd for any length of time knows that is, most Trump supporters are working people.
Yeah.
They're people who had businesses before COVID or whatever.
Well, I do want to say this, too. When we say Trump supporters...
I've never been to a rally that had people like that.
Oh, I know. When we say Trump supporters, what I want to say, too, is I'm addressing the fact that people were there because of the fraud. It wasn't so much all about the personality of Trump, who Trump is. It was about the fraud. And they were there because they knew that they've been swindled. And they were swindled so blatantly and obviously. That's why they were there. And I hope that we, even in the language of saying Trump supporter, because we make it seem like it's about our guy. It isn't about our guy. It's not tribal in that sense to me.
Right.
It's more about the fact that we are witnessing a coup in our country, and we're allowing, and our people that we had trusted and relied on are letting it happen and wanting it to happen. They're part of
it. I think what Trump has been, mm-hmm. he's been the lightning rod.
Yeah.
Because people have known this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there was no one that had the courage to talk back to it until right. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing that people like about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He is actually talking back.
Mm-hmm.
He yeah. hasn't just surrendered. Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
If you're of the Mitch McConnell school of traitors, mm-hmm. we're supposed to all just lay down now mm-hmm. and submit.
Yep.
Because that's what we're supposed to do. Because we're supposed to play nice, Mitt Romney. No, yes. we're not. I think everywhere Mitt goes, he needs mm-hmm. to hear that in his ears.
No,
traitor,
it's so
traitor, traitor.
True. And that is the definition of civility. Nobody attacked Mitt Romney. He was on a plane and the whole plane started chanting traitor to him. He needed, and he actually wanted to be in the public because he wanted to take a flight with the public. When the public says traitor and they do it with civility like they did, they weren't attacking him physically. They were actually saying to him traitor, which is what we'd like to say to almost all these people in Washington. That is civility. And Mike Lee called it out and said, that's not civil. We don't act like that. Yes, we do, Mike Lee. We do say the word traitor to somebody who is a traitor. We point it out. We're Americans.
Do you know how many... Do you think we get...
Whoop, where'd you go?
Detention mm-hmm. okay. by writing letters to the editor?
Yeah.
Do we get... We don't get any attention by writing letters to the editor. We don't get any attention by writing letters to Mitt directly.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all those things. You can stand in front of his office and he'll just blow by you in his limousine.
Uh-huh.
We can write letters to the editor that he doesn't read. Uh-huh. You can send letters to his office and he'll send you a form letter back mm-hmm. thanking you for taking the time to
right.
write. They're not listening. I'm wondering if today's march was like, hello.
Yep. Yep. And at the end of the day, all
no.
this is keeping us fighting sides into our tribes, because you have a section of the people out there that know there's fraud and they didn't care. So that worries me, that you've got that section of America that says, yeah, fraud, we like fraud because it gave us our guy, which promotes the tribalism going on. At the end of the day, the deep state wins today. They conducted a false flag. They stopped the proceedings. And of course, those proceedings are laden with deep staters, globalists that are ready to throw our country under the bus and hate our Constitution. And they want to totally transform our country. In fact, what did Hannity say about Obama? Melissa?
Say again?
What did Hannity say about Obama?
Hannity is reporting that that Biden has announced that he wants Obama as his first of the new Supreme Court picks. He wants to, you remember, they're going to pack the court. They want to add a couple seats to the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and he wants Obama as his first pick.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot.
Get ready, buckle up.
There's a lot of changes that way. I still say it's not over. Banking won today. Yes, globalists are having their day. But I will say this: it's not over till it's over. And what I liked today, what gave me a little hope in people, were all the people that were there that were ready to show their presence and wanted to be seen. And it's just like Romney going on a plane. He went on a plane with the public, and the public is not going to be muzzled because we're not going to transform the word polite to you blow smoke up their rear end and tell them whatever they want to hear so that we can promote the bubble they live in. No, you're allowed to say traitor to somebody when you think they are a traitor. And, you know, looking back, Ron Paul would have never gotten that on an airplane, would he have? You know, when somebody deserves that, like all these people do, because to me, that was just a representation of how angry America is and how much they're finally seeing both sides of the aisle for what it is. They want to say this to everybody. I wanted to say it to McConnell when he stood up and tried to take the word fraud and turn it into something righteous that we're supposed to love and something good. And we're right here in 1984 language speak, where everything that is wrong is right, and fraud is supposed to be truth. And he was trying to sell that to the public. America's mad today, not because we didn't get our guy in, but because the word fraud now is supposed to be a good thing. It's supposed to be what's righteous in America. And they use the language of the founders and of the Republic and of the Constitution to sell that to us. So it was above and beyond. They used to hide with fraud in an election. They used to try to conceal. They used to try to say, don't get caught. And now it's so bad that they're trying to sell it to you like a turd sandwich and tell you that it is good and righteous and wonderful that you've been defrauded. That's the difference. That's why people are saying we are actually now I see it, we're losing our country. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And I'll tell you what, if I could, maybe we should heckle Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell with elitist or globalist as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they deserve all of them.
That patronizing attitude towards the people of the United States,
mm-hmm.
they think the fraud is okay because they know better.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And even Thomas Jefferson, even the founding fathers were concerned about that. Seriously, I put something out. I put a quote from Thomas Jefferson out today and was accused of, what, you want to start a revolution just to have Trump in? And I said, no, Trump is not the objective here. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to start a revolution. However,
mm-hmm.
it has become tone deaf.
Right.
It's time to talk about that, the language from the Declaration, and where Thomas Jefferson mm-hmm. said, whenever any form of government becomes destructive mm-hmm. of these ends, it's mm-hmm. the right of the people to alter or abolish it.
Yep. And
seriously,
and now we're
we
to
have
the point
not
of deceiving.
Been allowed to speak anywhere.
Yep. And the deceivers are trying to sell you that their deceiving is okay, and that it should be applauded, and that you should just shut up, and you should be kind and civil. So kind and civil for the majority of the country means you don't say a word and you applaud all of their deceit. And then and that we're politically correct now. That is what's supposed to be now the art of being kind and civil, and that's what makes us an American. I think not. That is not what makes us an American citizen. We don't just stand there for this. And I'm not talking about storming the gate. I'm saying, okay, what are we going to do now? Because we don't know what to do. I had a caller in a local hour say, who's the enemy? We don't know who to fight. What is the enemy anymore? And he's right. What is the enemy? Because all of the people, there's so many traitors. Yes, but there's so many traitors that people thought they could count on and trust that have finally shown their colors too.
Right? You know, that has been the most breathtaking thing about mm-hmm. all of this for me.
Yeah.
Is how really entrenched the corruption is.
Right.
It is everywhere on every side.
I agree. And
I take great courage that we had so many people in D.C. That means that I can trust my fellow citizens more than I can trust
mm-hmm.
yep. in the halls of Congress.
Yep, I agree. And you know what? I am just floored at today. But you know what? We expected it. We said nothing burger or all hell will break loose. And you know, false flag, I should have even marked that one up as I wasn't even thinking in the terms of false flag, using violence to put a stay on the events so that they can hide even further with their deceit. So I wasn't counting on that. But everything else, we knew that this would be a crap show today, and it is. And so we'll have to see where it lands, but it's not over yet. I know that. And I can't believe we're out of time. And you're welcome to join us tomorrow as well, Melissa. If you can.
Oh, thanks.
So I'd love to hear from you back tomorrow. And everybody, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Susan, behind the scenes, what's happening. And thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Chris Ann Hall. What a day. We knew this day was going to be crazy. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com for the podcast. Share these. We'll call out the truth. Be right back.